This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past, like denying government loans. But some advocates say they want more transparency.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted.
Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Room to Zoom Dog Park in Wisconsin Rapids will be closed on Wednesday, August 14th. Wisconsin Rapids City crews will be working on maintenance in the park. Room to Zoom is located on approximately 10 acres on Saratoga Street between 24th Street North and 25th Street North. Again, they're closed on Wednesday, August 14th. The Wisconsin Rapids DMV will have extended hours today if you need a photo ID. The DMV is located on 1681 2nd Avenue South and will be open from 7:45 a.m. until 6 p.m. today. You'll need to bring a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card. You can find out more at wisconsindot.gov. Today is Wisconsin's fall partisan primary election. You will need to show a photo ID in order to vote. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. today. Cranberry growers in the state are expecting a 4.9 million barrel crop this year. It's anticipated Wisconsin will produce 61% of the U.S. cranberry crop, remaining the largest cranberry producer in the world. This will be the 30th year that Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production. This generates $1 billion in state economic impact and provides thousands of local jobs. It's the last week the Winter Park Aquatic Center will be open. On Sunday, they'll have their season pass holder appreciation event from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is only open to season pass holders for their own private swim time. On Monday, they'll have the pool open for our four-legged friends. August 19th, from 3:30 to 5:30, is their Gone to the Dogs pool party. Register in advance and be sure to have proof of current rabies vaccination. It's $5 per dog and a donation to the Humane Society. The start of the school year is rapidly approaching. Students in the Wisconsin Rapids School District will have several new playgrounds to enjoy when school starts on September 3rd. Grant, Meade, Pitch, and Rams playgrounds will be completed by the start of the school year. Many are currently under construction, and it's important to stay off the equipment until the contractors and inspectors complete their work. You can check each school's individual Facebook pages to see when the playgrounds are ready for play. Our blood supply in Wisconsin is dangerously low. More than 3,500 donation appointments were missed in the month of June alone. Certain blood types have less than a day's worth of availability. Wisconsin Rapids has blood drives at the former East Junior High School on August 20th from 10 to 3 and August 26th from 2 to 7. You can also donate at McMillan Library on August 23rd from 10 to 3. There's a public involvement meeting happening in Weston this week to discuss the road construction project on Business 51 in Marathon County. The meeting will happen on Thursday, August 15th at 5 at the Weston Municipal Center, 4747 Camp Phillips Road. There will be a short presentation at 5:30. After that, there's an open house where you can ask questions. The construction project is scheduled for 2029 and 2030 and will start at Everest Drive and run to the Eau Claire River Bridge in Marathon County. The Teen Summer Reading Glow Foamageddon Party at McMillan Library is happening tomorrow night. The start time has changed to 6:30 p.m. They'll have glow-in-the-dark body paint for your face and arms, and everyone will get a glow party accessory while supplies last. Dance your way through the foam at the Teen Summer Reading Program Party. You can sign up at mcmillanlibrary.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost Game 1 of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, Game 2 tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
Yeah, this is it, man. If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. It's pitch by pitch. And I'm not disappointed at any, I mean, I'm not mad at anybody or anything like that. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for a situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw. So that means something.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well. So I was really pleased with that, with him. He had a really good game.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. The team heads to Denver for a joint practice session later this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.